Hey, Holy Girl Walker, this is Dana Gresh. Let's make it easier for you to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain loves it. That back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the first season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to calm anxious thoughts with Psalm 91. All right, let's go. Congratulations, you've made it to Psalm 91 too. Go ahead and pat yourself on the back, or if you're walking with your friend or mom or daughter, give her a high five. You are doing it. Here's today's memory challenge, Psalm 91 too. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Do you trust God? Trust is defined as assured reliance on the character, ability, strength, or truth of someone or something. Trust in God doesn't grow as we hyper-focus on what is wrong in the world around us. It grows as we consider God's power over those things. Let me remind you, we are commanded to put our trust in the Lord. You'll read it over and over again in Scripture. The only one you can trust to never let you down is the Lord. People will disappoint you, even those who are closest, moms, dads, husbands, wives, children, but God is trustworthy. Here's a verse I've used to counsel my heart when people cause pain in my life. This is Proverbs 3, 5-8. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Again, that's Proverbs 3, 5-8. Trust and lean. Those two words may be even more closely related than appears at first sight. To lean suggests neediness, right? One Bible scholar says if you translate that word trust in the Hebrew language, it would mean to lie helpless, face down. Now, why would you do that? Lean down so far that your nose is to the dirt. Could it be that trust is a way we worship God? How do you worship him with your trust? You trust with all your heart. To put part of your trust in God and some in your husband or your friend or your career, well, it's a complete failure of his invitation to trust the Lord. The Sovereign One gets all of our trust. Now, what is the outcome when you trust him that way? Healing to your flesh, refreshment to your bones. When we trust the Lord with all our hearts, our bodies enjoy wellness, healing, refreshment. The beauty of this is not lost on me, a woman whose body once held the deep chronic pain of an injury. But I've experienced healing in my flesh and refreshment in my bones through the Holy Girl Walk. It's not the Holy Girl Walk, it's through the presence of Christ and the truth of his word. Yes, some of my healing had to do with the wonderful healing effect of walking and hydrating. Walking is especially good medicine for anyone with joint or bone problems. It strengthens muscles, which helps shift pressure from those joints and reduce pain. And a regular walking routine compresses and releases the cartilage in your knees. Here's why that matters. It helps circulate synovial fluid, which brings oxygen and nourishes your joints. You're literally medicating your joints while you walk. Cool, huh? But I also believe this. God's word says trusting in God has a similar impact on my body. It brings wellness. Rather than hyper-focusing on all that is wrong in the world and everyone who is wrong, meditating on Scripture while you walk brings you in touch with the mighty God who gets the final say in all of it. And that, well, it's very healing. Today, I invite you to keep walking and keep trusting God. That is to say, anchor your sense of safety and security to the only one you can rely on never to fail you. God never lies, he will never gossip about you, and will never make fun of you. He understands your pain, promises to always be there for you. Faithfulness is part of his character. You can always rely on him. Always. Think about that as you memorize Psalm 1-2 today. Okay, time to walk. Just a reminder, Calm Your Anxious Thoughts, a 28-day Bible memory guide to Psalm 91, is available exclusively at my websites, danagresh.com or mytruegirl.com. It'll help you examine the verse you're memorizing and meditating on for just a few minutes each day, and provides journaling prompts to record your insights after you walk. Check it out at danagresh.com or mytruegirl.com. Happy walking, friend.